In 2020, Jacksonville has seen its warmest start to a year since the 70s. Meanwhile, the number of dangerously hot and humid days are rising dramatically across the globe due to climate change, increasing the risk for potentially deadly heat-related illnesses. Dalo Sekou Seabrooks was working a job as a concrete finisher last summer when he started feeling dizzy.
I had to lay there and kind of drink Gatorade water, lay there. And then I tried it again the next day, and I couldn't do it the next day, so I couldn't finish that work.
The 48-year-old was recovering from kidney surgery at the time, and instead of going to see a doctor, he decided never to put himself in that situation again. Now, he's making a living as a real estate investor. According to FSU professor of meteorology Vasu Misra, what Seabrooks experienced was likely a direct consequence of extreme wet bulb temperature, a measurement of how heat, moisture, and other elements affect the body.
Humidity is so high that the body is unable to cool, and therefore the chances of getting heat stroke from such high wet bulb temperatures are getting more likely in a future climate.
The frequency of these high humid heat days has increased by more than 75% over the past 20 years in Florida, adding to health risks in what's already a muggy state. Brendan Rivers, 89.9 WJCT News. I'm Brendan Rivers in Jacksonville.